And thank you. One more hand for George. And now I'm delighted to welcome somebody I've known for absolutely decades through the Folk Song Society of Greater Boston, and he's quite a presence on the scene. His name is Tom Smith. He's a folkie and songwriter and poet and just purveyor of wonderful music. Welcome, Tom Smith.
Presence on the scene. Wow. Thank you, Ellen. So this song is, thank you for staying late. This song is a leftover from Father's Day. Any fathers? When I was 5, 6, 7, and 8, my father was out of work quite a bit, in and out of work. That's when my youngest brother came on the scene, and my three brothers and I and my mom and dad all shared the same bedroom. So I never got a chance to thank my father for helping keep the family together. This is kind of, this is for him. My wife and me, an old twin bed, the baby's crib, a common thread, three older boys sleep knee to knee, a single room, a family. Times are hard, it's day to day. I grub for work, it does not pay. For both this room and pork and beans, paydays are few, paydays are lean. And they call us working poor. Still I know what I work for. My wife, four kids, and me. A single room. Camp. It's 4 a.m. $8 an hour. I'll take what I can. I grub for work, which others rob. They're 40 men for every job. But for this church on Bowden Street, we could not bathe, we would not eat. It's just mac and cheese. My children cry, they eat the cheese. I eat my pride, and they call us but I know what I work for. My wife, four kids, and me. A single room, a family. Every night before I sleep, pray to the Lord, my soul I'll keep until my sons can see the day my honest work brings honest pay. They'll not call us working poor. My boys will know that I work for my wife, four kids, and me. A home, a family. My wife, four kids, and me. Our home, our family.
Thank you.
Tom has a wonderful web page too, Tom Smith Music, and it's a great site. I recommend that you visit it. And Tom and his daughter Mallie's quite an accomplished musician in her own right. They will be sharing the stage at the Emerson Umbrella in December at that open mic. And before I formally introduce this lovely man, I